Jaguars postgame. Mike Dempsey and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Jaguars postgame off and running. Final score in Cleveland, Jaguars 19, Browns 7. The Jags improved to 7-3 with their fourth consecutive victory. And they are now in first place all alone in the AFC South with a full game lead over the Tennessee Titans. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor's on the line with us from South Florida. What's up, Fred?
JP, Big Mike, how's it going, guys?
Everything's good, great, man.
Wins a win. What a win today. They got it done on defense, especially.
You know, win is a win. You know, the entire world probably wanted to see the Browns pull that out. But unfortunately, they didn't. And the team, you know, they completed their sweep of the entire AFC North in great fashion.
Yeah, defensively, they got it done today. Leonard Fournette went over 100 yards, but still just kind of a choppy little offense today. Couldn't get a lot done, sustained, but the defense was where it was at. Five takeaways, four on the defensive side, one on special teams today. And as expected, they really dominated this game from start to finish.
Total domination. I mean, they went out there. You know, they made the young quarterback, you know, they made it tough on him. You know, the run defense was spectacular. Marcel, he's definitely come in and you know, helped them solidify their run game. On the back end, the cornerbacks were outstanding. Just the total overall performance, they turned up the heat late, you know, and they were able to force some turnovers and make it a defense, a Saxonville, is that what they're called, right?
That's right.
Saxonville-style ball game. So it was a great finish.
Yeah, and Fred, what about Leonard Fournette today? We weren't even sure if he would go. And little did we know he could handle 28 carries today, caught the ball out of the backfield as well, went over 100 yards. Clearly not 100%, but pretty right. Tough effort from him today.
He toughed it out. You know, he toughed it out. And for a guy who says he, quoted, you know, he doesn't like the cold, to go up there and be able to play through those elements, you know, and take care of the football. You know, the ball was all over the place, and he could have been thinking about his ankle, frustrated by that, and easily have forgotten to take care of the ball, but he didn't. And to carry it 28 times in those conditions, you know, it's a special player, man.
We're awaiting the first word with head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff Loggeman standing by outside the Jags locker room in Cleveland. We'll go up there as soon as we can once the head coach is done with his postgame speech to the team today.
Fred, would you make a D.D. Westbrook limited action today, but had his moments out there?
You know, I thought he came out and he did well. You know, I was disappointed that the refs missed that call on the sideline. That was definitely a catch. You know, he seems to show, you know, he was very confident. And I heard he made a quote that he was going to get 200 yards, but he fell a little short, or a lot short. But in either case, it's great to see him out there, soft hands, you know, and I think he's going to be a pretty good addition. Well, he is a good addition to the offense.
Only 165 yards short, Fred. Let's go back to Cleveland. The first word with head coach Doug Marrone, Jeff Loggeman outside the Jags locker room.
All right, thank you, JP. Doug, certainly a fantastic defensive performance by your football team today on the road in cold weather.
Well, yeah, it was. I think it was a battle in this game. You know, I give Cleveland a lot of credit. You know, I said it during the week. It's a tough matchup for us. You know, I thought that, you know, we had some errors and, you know, we got to make sure that we clean up a lot of things. And, you know, you can do that a whole lot easier, you know, after a win. And, you know that because you've played this game. But, you know, we've got to clean some things up. You know, I'm happy that, you know, where we are, we're at 7-3, which is good. But, you know, we can't keep trending in this direction. And defensively, I thought, you know, we just had that one drive that we really, you know, again, there's some things there we got to clean up. And but for the most part, they did a nice job today.
You had to make a few changes on your offensive line. Chris Reed gets the start. Leonard Fournette goes over 100 yards a week after, showing like maybe he was limping a little bit, but he had a great performance today.
He did. I mean, he's a very good football player. And, you know, Chris jumped in there. Josh jumped in there at right for Parnell. You know, Westbrook came up. You know, he had a big catch in a game on a go ball. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys that, you know, we're counting on to fill those roles in special teams offensively and defensively. And, you know, those guys have got to be able to step up. We had a new snapper today, first time he's ever snapped. So, you know, in tough conditions. So there's a lot of credit out there, but at the same sense, you know, we've got to clean some things up and move forward.
The defense makes a huge play in the game. Pete Morelli ends up blowing the play dead, never understood. The second time it's happened this year, and defense rises up and makes a big play again. But it's kind of unnerving to see the officials do that when they're taught to let the play go.
Well, Jeff, right now you're trying to bait me into a fine. So I'm not. I do like this crew, though. I mean, I think they've always done a very good job. This is the third time we've been with them. They were with us in New England for a couple of days, and then, you know, we had them out in Baltimore, had them today. So I think, you know, they communicate well, and, you know, things happen out there, and they just move on from it.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy the win.
Thank you, Jeff.
Head coach Doug Marone won't take the bait, apparently, on the question from Jeff Loggeman. Jags win it 19-7. We'll come back. Loggs is inside the locker room in Cleveland. 19-7, the final. The Jags are 7-3 and in first place in the AFC South. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
How do you become the best-selling SUV? You make it safe with driver assist technology. You make it smart with a hands-free liftgate. You make it for game day and every day. Helping you win at life, that's Ford, the number one SUV lineup in the U.S. over the last 27 years. See for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Based on 1990 through 2016 SUV cumulative sales total by manufacturer.
Obviously, it was a very hard-fought game on both sides. I give Cleveland a lot of credit. I mean, they played extremely hard, made it very difficult for us. And I think that, you know, we had some opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. You know, we made some mistakes out there. I told that to the team. You know, there's a lot of things that we've got to clean up, but, you know, it's a whole lot easier to do when you win football games. I thought that, you know, we had some young guys. You know, Chris Reed played today. Josh Wells played at right tackle. D.D. Westbrook came in. He had a big catch. You know, we had a new snapper today come in and play in tough weather conditions. You know, so we've got some young guys out there, and, you know, we had some young guys make some mistakes, and we had some older guys make some mistakes. So, you know, I've got to do a better job of coaching those guys, and, you know, the coach has got to do a better job of coaching them and getting what we need out of it. So, It was a tough game.
With your defense, four turnovers and five sacks.
Yeah, they did an outstanding job, except for the one series. You know, I think the one series, it was a little mix-up. They hit us on the seam, and, you know, they made that play. But pretty much after that, I thought the defense played very well. You know, very good against the run. And this team, you know, obviously I said it early in the week. I thought their line was very good, very tough. You know, the backs. You know, I think the weather probably played a little bit with, you know, in the passing game. You know, there was some gusts that were going on out there. But, again, I think, you know, defensively, you know, they did a nice job.
Can you talk specifically about the last two drives for them? The first, the fumble Kizer had, and then, of course, the touchdown, like coming up big in those situations.
Well, it's really just players making plays. I mean, really, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we've got some good players on that side of the ball, and they came up and made a play. I think, you know, we had some coverage on the back end, and, you know, there's not really, you know, a lot you can do. You know, you're trying to win the game on the other side and make a big play, and those are difficult situations. And I think as a coach, you know, I've been in those same situations where those things have occurred. So, you know, but the one thing I will say, you know, they're battling. Kid's battling now. You know, he's a tough son of a gun now. You know, I give them my hats off to them. You know, it's hard to sit back there. I see it in practice, and you know, there's other teams in this league when you got those cats coming at you and those guys covering. You know, they did a nice job today on our side.
Hey, Doug, what makes Unique so good at the strip sack thing? I think he's got 9 in his less than 2 seasons.
Yeah. He's a good hands guy, though. Like a lot of his, you know what I'm saying, when you watch him, guys that study him, you know, he's really good with his hands, you know, as far as, you know, his pass rush ability. And I think the action of his hands and you know what I'm saying, they're always moving, they're always going. You know, I think it's natural for him, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and reach. I think that, you know, defensively we work on that with all of them. You know, we really do. But I think he has, you know, the speed to get around and turn the corner on that edge, you know, to be able to come up with those plays.
Doug, has this defense got to the point where you're surprised when they either don't get off the field or don't make a big play?
I don't look at it that way because, they're doing a good job. I think about it the other way. I'm like, you know, shoot, we got to stop this, stop that. You know what I'm saying? So my mind is thinking about, hey, we got to stop this. Oh, here comes some seams. Here comes, you know, deep over here. You know, I'm thinking about the weaknesses, you know, in the defense when we call them. And so my mind goes to that. But I'm excited, obviously, when good things happen and it's 3 and out and, you know, we can get the ball back and try to do something offensively.
How did you feel like Leonard ran today?
I thought he ran well.
What was it like, trying to give different offensive linemen Reed and Wells going? How did you feel like the line performed?
I think up and down. I think, you know, when you look at it, I think, you know, penalties hurt us. That was one thing that hurt us. Penetration hurt us on a couple of plays. And, I mean, they were, you know, you're talking about one of the best defenses in rush per yards, you know, that we, you know, in Cleveland. You know, we knew it was going to be a battle. So, at the end of the day, the total was good, but the way it turned out, you know, I would rather have been more productive.
How encouraging was it to see Leonard make some of those runs that he made pre-injury?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good. I mean, he said he felt good. I mean, you know, and people were asking me during the week, and you know, we were resting him, you know, trying to do the right thing, you know, whether we put him out in practice and maybe push him a little bit, or just say, hey, listen, let's just rest this and get you ready to play. I mean, you were there, you know, and you asked me that question, so you know, we rested him, and then I asked him how he felt. He says, I'm good. I'm ready to play. And, you know, I trust him. That's all I needed to hear. And, you know, I asked him again last night, you know, we good, we're fine. I said, all right, I'll see you at the stadium.
You second talk time. So much about being a tough football team, you know, for months. Is this kind of another notch in that, to be able to come up here, cold weather, those kind of things?
Yeah, I don't try to go into that. I try, you know, I mean, we want to be, you know, but, you know, I think it's going to take, you know, how we finish, you know, will be very – it'll be the point where people will be like, oh, you know what, looking back, hey, this is a pretty tough team. I think that we've done some things that have helped us along that line, but, you know, I think you start playing now in November and December, you know, you're gonna have to, you know, both mental and physical toughness to win games.
Second time this year was a early whistle on what could have been a game-changing call. Obviously, it's frustrating. Can anything be said or done about that?
Is anything said or done about that?
I mean, the follower, I mean, if...
I like this crew. I mean, I'm a big fan of this crew. So, you know, Pete Morelli and those guys, we had them, you know, for a couple of days in New England. You know, they were up there from when we scrimmaged New England. We had them when we played the Ravens. You know, we had them today. I know those guys work their butt off and do the best job they can. I have no issues, you know, with the crew we had today. I really like them. They communicate well, you know, whether it's a mistake or not, I can't answer that. But I know that I make mistakes. I know that, you know, mistakes happen in a game.
2-0 in this quarter of the season, now in first place.
Yes.
I feel like your team is trending in the right way.
Well, I talked to them afterwards. I think we got to clean some things up, you know, to be able to push forward, you know, to start going – you know, in that direction. You know, even, you know, the one thing you don't want to do, and, you know, I don't want to be, like I told the players, I hate to be Debbie Downer, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we've got to clean some things up, you know, if we want to move forward in the direction that we want to move in. So, you know, we've got some things to clean up.
Doug,
Doug, you guys swept the AFC North. Just what are your thoughts on accomplishing that feat?
It was, you know, I mean, it's good, obviously, you know. Be a lot better if you were able to do that within your own division, you know. First thought of my mind. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for the AFC North. I always have. Even, you know, when I was in Buffalo, I tried to scrimmage against, you know, we went to Pittsburgh. I think, you know, when you look at the North, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, how tough they are, you know, the toughness that they have. And, you know, I think it shows. I mean, even in games, you know, we might have, you know, won, you know, by maybe a little bit more than people thought, or you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the one thing is when you play the AFC North, you got to be able to battle. You got to be able to battle conditions. You know, that's going to occur if you look at the schedule and they're late in the year. And you just got to be prepared for it. And if you can't win those physical battles against the North, you know, you're not going to win many games against them. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you,
injury-wise,
how do you?
I haven't met with him yet, but I think, you know, I know Leonard went back in there. I think, you know, Payne, you know, was out of the game. I'll get an update on him.
Mickens and Westbrook, did they make the normal amount of young guy rookie mistakes that you're going to see? Are they in the right spot at the right time most of the time? Or, you know, like a couple of throws that might have been.
You know what? I never thought I'd say this. And I've never said this. This is going to be the first time I've ever said this. I'm going to have to look at the tape. I don't think I've ever said that. I mean, in all the years that I've been a head coach, I don't think I've ever said it, but I think, you know, I'd probably go back and look at it. But I was happy with – the one thing I am happy with them is it's not too big. You know what I'm saying, Mike? In other words, you know, Westbrook came in there and he went. He made a big play, you know what I'm saying, down the sideline. He had an opportunity to make, you know, another play. It was tough. But I'm happy with – you know, when seeing that type of confidence. And I think, you know, Mickens, whew, a day like today with the wind and all that stuff and the punting and be able to, you know, feel those punts, you know, I think you saw it on the other side. They were a little bit more difficult for them. But, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. A couple of mistakes asking, you know, Mick to do a little bit more. He's got to be on top of it. He'll probably be the first one to tell you that too.
It's the coldest game here, Mark. For Jacksonville since 2012.
Yeah, but I was the head coach in Buffalo.
Yeah,
I walked out there. I was like, well, this is not bad. I looked at Marcel. I go, Marcel, this is like nothing, you know, compared to what they've been used to. But you know, I don't know. I think, you know, a lot of these players have played in those type of games. You know, we try to make sure that, you know, when we're practicing, because it does get, you know, it's pretty windy, and you know that in Jacksonville. So, you know, we can simulate that at times. You know, a lot of times coaches will always want to throw with the wind, but every once in a while, you know, we'll take a period and throw against the wind, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that we're doing things of that nature. You know, obviously, you know, we do wet ball drills. You know, we try to simulate as much as possible, but you know, unless we can, you know, crank that air conditioning up to, you know what I'm saying, to 10 degrees in the indoor, that would be tough for us to simulate.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Well, Blake Bortles in here as well, guys.
Something a little more consistent because, 10 of the points today came off turnovers, right?
Well, 16, I think.
16, okay.
Yeah, or something like that. No, because you're right. 7, yeah. Yeah, so They got to figure something out, and they will. They'll have their moments, but they've been shuffling guys in and out of the lineup. You know, every week is somebody different. You know, and it's been that way for a while. But thankfully, they've been able to win these games. They've won the 4 since the injury roller coaster kind of started, and you know, they can continue to do that. Man, they'll be fine.
Okay, we'll come back and get into the highlights from this one. Also, still to come, an Everbank Stats Check. The Jaguars Radio Network player of the game down the line as well. 19-7, Jaguars over the Browns in week 11. Jags are now 7-3. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Who is the Jaguars MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, 6 Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Allen Robinson and Allen Hearns pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, we became the first micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our sides, having fun and tasting batches, and I'm still wearing the same hat even after all these years. Head over to titosvodka.com to learn more about what else we're doing the same. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Titosvodka.com.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town. And they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Boss, there's a photographer out here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
Well, she heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did you tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did you tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did you tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
We continue on Jaguars postgame after Jaguars win in Cleveland, 19-7 the final. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags are now 7-3. They're in first place, a game ahead of the Tennessee Titans. And the Jags have now won four games in a row. Let's get to the highlights from today's game. A lot of defense today for the Jags, and it started early. First play of the second Cleveland drive after the Jags have punted it away, only a 21-yard punt. Telvin Smith with a takeaway.
Play fake. Kaiser looks, fires in the middle of the field. Picked off by Telvin Smith at the 45 into Cleveland territory inside the 40-yard line. Telvin still on his feet, reverses his field. Dives forward now, tackled from behind inside the 35-yard line.
Yeah, return to the 33-yard line. Telvin Smith with the interception. Four plays later, Bortles to Mercedes Lewis.
Two tight ends set. Under center is Bortles. Fournette the running back. Play fake. Blake still has it. Fires to the right side of the end zone. That is caught into the end zone for the touchdown. Mercedes Lewis scores another one.
10 yards on the touchdown. Pass and catch. Bortles to Lewis. 7-0. Jaguars. Lambeau hit a 38-yard field goal a couple drives later. That made it a 10-0 Jaguars lead. But then the Browns finally got something going. They had a couple, three and outs in their first four drives and an interception. Things weren't going well at all. But they finally got the ball moving down the field. Kaiser hit Johnson for a score.
Dropping is Kaiser, looking to the right. Fires the ball in the middle of the field. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. It was a seam route. And into the end zone for the touchdown goes Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson, former Hurricane, is in for the score. 10-7, Jaguars over the Browns. That was the halftime scores. Lambeau missed a 41-yarder before the halftime started. So 10-7 was the halftime score. Jaguars in the lead. Into the second half, the turnover train continues. This time on special teams for the Browns, Jabril Peppers, a rookie out of Michigan,
muffs a punt. The Jaguars pounce on it.
High end over end, very short kick by Nortman. Peppers fielded, and he fumbled it. The ball is on the ground, but I think Cleveland is going to recover. Maybe not.
No,
the ball
came out.
The ball came out again. It is on the ground. Let's see who's recovered it. Near the 30-yard line, Peppers fumbled it. It has bounced around a few times. The Jags are saying they have it, and they do.
They got it, but they didn't have it long. Third down on the next drive, Bortles fumbled it away.
Shotgun for Bortles. He drops the throw. It's an all-out blitz. Blake tries to spin away. The ball is out. That ball is fumbled. And I think Cleveland has recovered it. Miles Garrett got on top of it. And the Jags are turned away despite prime field position at the 31-yard line.
No points for the Jags. No harm, no foul. The Browns punted it away. The Jags had 11-play drive. Another three and out for the Browns. Three and out for the Jags. Then the Browns back on the field again. This time, A.J. Boye got his hands on one.
Kaiser in a shotgun. Drops the throw. Throws it out to the left side. And I think that is picked off by A.J. Boye. A.J. Boye jumped around and picked it off at the 48-yard line of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Great work by A.J. Boye.
They reviewed it. The play stood. Jaguars had the ball. It led to a Lambeau 39-yard field goal that extended the lead to 13-7. Jaguars in front of the Browns. That was with 3:31 left in the fourth quarter. Then the Jaguars' defense took over. Sack, fumble, Ngakoue and Smith credited with a split sack. Ngakoue got the force fumble.
Four-man rush. Now it's a five-man rush, and they're going to get there. The ball is out. The ball is picked up by Dante Fowler Jr.
Fowler went all the way toward the end zone. The play was whistled dead. After review, it was a fumble. He would have scored. It was Jaguars' ball. The Jags had to punt it back, though, and the defense this time got in the end zone for sure.
Kaiser drops the throw. He is going to be hit again. That ball's out again. Ngakoue hit him that time. Dante Fowler tries to fall on it. The ball is in the end zone. Jacksonville has fallen on it for a touchdown. They're not going to take that one away. Telvin Smith in the end zone for the score, and that'll finish it off.
Ngakoue again, second consecutive drive with a sack fumble for Ngakoue. This one covered by Telvin Smith for the final points. Two-point try, no good. So the final score, 19-7. That's how it happened today in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Jaguars improved to a record of 7-3. We'll take a look at the Everbank Stats Check when we return. This is Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back, and that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly. At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
Surprises are good, except when it comes to your utility bill. With the My Budget program from JEA, it's in your power to eliminate the surprise of extreme bill fluctuations. My Budget averages your bills based on your past 12 months of usage, so you pay nearly the same amount every month. How shockingly nice is that? To learn more about My Budget or to enroll, visit JEA.com. JEA, building community, a budget smart community.
Jaguars postgame continues. PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. 19-7 the final. Jaguars over the Cleveland Browns. Jags are now 7-3. Let's get to the Everbank Stats Check, and we'll start off with the team stats for today's game in Cleveland. dominated by the Jaguars, especially in the first half. Cleveland started moving the ball a bit more in the second half, well, relative to what they did in the first half. They didn't do a lot all day. Overall, net yardage today, Jags led 284 to 184. Rushing yardage, 139 to 50.
No questions? Let's go.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay. Just, you know, some of the weather not great. Just kind of grind out a win. How big is that?
You know, it's huge. I think that's an extremely good defense that we just played. I think they do a lot of really good things. I think, kind of like you said, it was tough weather conditions, something that we don't get a whole lot of exposure to. And I thought, our guys battled. I thought, obviously, our defense played extremely well yet again. And I thought we made some plays on offense when we needed to. Obviously, got some things we got to clean up and get better. But I thought it was a good team win to get out of here and, have 7 wins, going into the next week in Arizona.
In first place, is that... That's nice, but I have to see you guys keep it rolling.
Yeah, and, the season's not over. We're in first place right now, but we got a while to go. And our goal is to win the AFC South. So, we're in good position. We control our own destiny. We got to keep rolling, keep, getting things fixed and finding ways to win.
No, Leonard worked it hard this morning. When did you know that Fournette would be able to go?
We kind of talked about it all week, thought, that he'd be up. I think it would have been a surprise if he didn't play. He's a tough kid. He wants to play football. He enjoys it, and he's fun to watch run.
He left a couple times, right? Impressed with how he got it through it? Looks like he was dealing with it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like I said, he's a tough kid. He's a guy that everybody loves to have on their team. The offensive linemen love blocking for him. I love giving him the ball as much as possible, because he runs his tail off.
How did those new guys do in there with you? Westbrook,
yeah, I thought it was incredible. I thought, Jadon, I thought DD, Chris Reed getting the start, Josh playing again at right tackle. We got a bunch of guys that are getting some opportunities to play, and I thought they did a really good job. I thought DD made a couple really good catches. I think Mick did a good job in special teams, didn't get a whole lot of opportunities on the offensive side of the ball. And then the guys up front I thought played well all day.
You controlled the clock quite a bit. Did it just feel like you just couldn't finish something?
Yeah, we stalled, kind of when we got around that 30-yard range. We'd cross over the 50 and, had a couple penalties right there, had the one turnover. We got to clean some of that stuff up and find ways to get points on the board.
How much was the weather
factor? It's tough. I think Nathaniel did a good job for the most part calling the game plan. We had to adjust some things, came up with some different stuff, saw some different things from their defense schematically, kind of like we knew we would. So we made some adjustments in the run game, doing some different stuff. But you got to be able to throw the ball a little bit. I thought we were. I thought we were effective early on throwing the football. But it is. It's tough to throw in, that type of wind and that type of snow. Or whatever you call that. So it was fun.
Is this the coldest? Buffalo wasn't cold last year. Have you ever played in a game like this?
No, not in the NFL. This is definitely the coldest.
You did in college?
Yeah, I played in Dallas one time after a nice storm.
Blake, you've been around here a while. I knew this at first place. There's still a long way to go. Get it. But you're alone in first place going into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, these kind of miles or, steps we reach along the way, winning going into the bye week, that was a big deal, a couple of weeks ago when we talked about doing that. And, we got an opportunity to take, sole lead of the division, and we were able to come out here and do that. That feels good to be able to take that, take 7 wins back to Jacksonville, move on and go, hopefully get after Arizona next week.
The stuff that Tayshaun Gibson said about the Browns got people here pretty worked up. Was there any thought, we need to have his back?
Yeah, no doubt about it. When somebody on your team says something and makes a claim, you want to go prove them right. You want to go make sure you have his back and put up, come out and win. Play well for him and go out and get out of there with a win.
Thanks.
Good, thanks.
Thank you.
Expected loss for a team that is 6-3, Fred, and they're in first place coming into the week on top of their division. So, we'll see what happens here with New England and Oakland as the day plays out. New England with a 7-0 lead at the moment, but Jags have a great opportunity to at least have one home game guaranteed, if not even potentially, if you allow yourself to dream, maybe have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, which, I mean, just inconceivable if you look back to the middle of August that we would have thought they would have been in this spot. At least for me, it was.
Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves, or are we just being optimistic?
Oh, like you said, we can say anything we like, Fred.
We can, right? So I'll take the fine for Coach Marone, because that wasn't a great call by the ref out there. You got to call. You got to let the ball go, man. So I'll take the fine. Tell me where to send the check, baby.
No doubt about it. Hey, let's come back and – well, this might be a little tough today to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. We'll see when we return.
Tough, yeah.
Jaguars win at 19-7 over the Browns. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partner with Daly's. They even have three locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
Here's why our members say they choose ViStar Credit Union.
I choose ViStar because everyone's friendly and I just love coming to ViStar to do my banking. I'll never change.
I love the service. Every time I come in, it's always service with a smile.
I love ViStar. I will never go anywhere else. I'm very happy here.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At ViStar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
When it comes to the entertainment you love, X1 gives you more. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Jags win it in Cleveland. 19-7 the final. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor on the line from South Florida. It's time to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. I'll get a vote. Mike, you'll get a vote. And Fred gets a vote and a half to avoid any ties.
Correct.
So, Fred, you want to get us started today?
Oh, man, you put it on me, huh?
I did, yes.
It's tough, bro. I can't even, you know, it's just tough. Let's see. I'm going to just go with Ngakoue. You know, I like I said, the guy, he works his tail off, 2.5 sacks, what is it, 2 forced fumbles, 3 tackles, pressure all game. The one there that led the Telvin's touchdown. And I wanted to say Telvin with the interception and the touchdown, but, you know, the touchdown doesn't come without the forced fumble. I got to go with Yannick.
All right.
It's not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick at all. He'd be my runner-up today. Telvin would be my 3 today. I'm giving it to the guy who carried it 30 times. He 28 carries, 2 catches for Leonard Fournette on a day when they didn't do much offensively. And I don't know if they win this football game without Leonard Fournette today. You know, if you watch the way he played, I mean, obviously, they got a lot of turnovers. And he didn't score any touchdowns. I get that. But you look at what the other guys did on the ground, which was basically nothing, right? And he averaged 4 yards a carry on a bad ankle and kept answering the bell, answering the bell, answering the bell. Looked a lot better this week than he did last week. Nowhere near 100%. But to me, Leonard Fournette, who was iffy, none of us would have been surprised if they had said he was inactive today. For him to go out there and touch it 30 times and produce over 100 yards, he gets my vote. So, JP, the ball's in your
court. Good call. Good call. Yeah,
it's not a bad pick, I'll tell you.
No, not at all.
So we might have a three-way, and that means that Fred, by default,
would get to pick. Who would you like to vote for?
I'm going to go Telvin Smith today. I think the five-tackle day, he had the interception in the first quarter of this football game. He recovered the touchdown at the end of the game as well, all over the field, as he always is. A pass defense also. So Telvin Smith, for me, on a defensive kind of day where they held the Browns to 184 yards total in the game. Well, you knew that was going to be the case. The sure. Jags defense was set up and poised to have a good game today, but they followed through and got it done. Right. Telvin Smith was a big part of that. For me, that's my vote. Mike, you had Leonard Fournette. But the vote and a half tiebreaker goes to Fred Taylor and Yannick Ngakoue.
Well-deserving. I mean, you got guys stepping up, making big plays. It's nice when you have three good options to choose from, right, instead of who we got to pick here, right? I mean, that's so.
I know.
Keep it rolling, Freddie. That's all we can say. It seems like it's a different guy or a handful of guys every week.
And these are the games, like you said, these are the games that we enjoy, you know, talking over and recapping because, you know, the wins are good. The wins are always good. But when you see the effort and those guys, you have multiple guys that make it tough, yet, you know, you can just pick out of the hat pretty much and say this is a guy. So I appreciate you guys' generosity for the half point. To help with the tiebreaker. I think he's a special kid, and he's going to be a staple on that defense for a while.
Coming on strong for sure. He got it done today at the very end of the football game to close out the Jags win. When we return, a look at the injury report. Jags win at 19-7 over the Browns. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town, that's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
Who is the Jaguars' MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, 6 Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Allen Robinson and Allen Hearns pizzas are now available. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags win 19-7 over the Cleveland Browns. The injury report is presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. A few notables in the game today. Keelan Cole had a rib issue but came back in the ball game early. Donald Payne, a hamstring injury, questionable. Marquise Lee was stepped on in the first quarter, late in the first quarter with an ankle issues. He spatted it back up and came back in the football game. Marquise Lee has been battling a knee issue the last couple of weeks, so his practice time has been limited. Leonard Fournette, fourth quarter, limped off and came back in the ball game. They said he was okay, but, of course, that lingering ankle issue, it might be one of the big topics of the stretch run here for this Jaguars football team. The health of Leonard Fournette every week will be closely watched.
You know, and I think this just highlights, Fred, that, you know, we all can sit back here. It's easy for us to say, you know what, maybe they'll hold out Leonard Fournette because I think they could beat the Browns without him, right? And coaches don't think that way. I don't think, at least, Fred, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. They think, what do I need to do? What's the best opportunity to win today? And I'm not saying they don't ever hold guys back who are injured. I just think that whole, we're better than them, we can cakewalk, this is not a team in that position because this offense is not good enough. The defense certainly is. They know they're going to be in games. But coaches, Fred, in your experience, if a guy can go, he goes, doesn't he?
So who's the guy that came back to the front office again? You know, and that guy, he doesn't mess around. You're going to play, you're going to play. You know, and it doesn't matter the opponent. I remember a few times where, you know, we had a pretty good offense back in the day. And, you know, I could have rested up a little bit to get to a tougher opponent, you know, if you may. But Coach Coughlin, man, he wasn't having it. And, you know, Coach Marone, he's the, you know, same type of guy. So if you can play, you're capable, you know, they're going to make you play. Some staffs, you know, I've been a part of a staff that, you know, we're going to save you for this game or for this game. Or, you know, if it's an opportunity to, you know, if it's a meaningless game, if you want to say that just before the playoffs, you know, then, yeah, you probably sit them down so you can get still a week. But this is regular season. This coaching staff, they've shown that they want to win now with the addition of Darius. It's, you know, they're in the moment, man. They want to do things now with a sense of urgency, and I love it.
Offensive line will be something to watch for the next couple of weeks as well. There were times today where it looked like they missed Parnell at right tackle, Fred.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and it was tough. You know, going out there against the Browns, they have two pretty good pass rushers, and thankfully, thankfully, and I hope the guy, a speedy recovery, went out with his foot. But thankfully, you know, he was able to take some pressure off of the right tackle, and, you know, Blake started to get a little bit more time back there when they did drop back. But, you know, again, these guys are shuffling up in that O-line, man, and hopefully the other guys can get healthy whenever it's time for the stretch run.
We'll come back and preview next week. The Blaine train awaits the Jaguars.
Say that again?
Yes, the Blaine train and Byron Leftwich. It's a Jaguar quarterback reunion, the Jags and the Cardinals. That's next week. We'll preview it when we come back. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hey, Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win two club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/take the field today. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/take the field. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. For those on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010 XL, stick around. The scoreboard show is next. We'll take your calls at 355-NFL-1 to recap this one. 19-7 Jags over the Browns. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. And the final few moments with Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Yes, Fred, you heard me right. Blaine Gabbert next week. Byron Leftwich is the quarterback's coach for the Arizona Cardinals, who will host the Jaguars Sunday at 425 at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Arizona today, Blaine had a pretty good game today, Fred.
Right, right.
And is looking, you know, he hasn't played much this year because obviously they've had other quarterbacks ahead of him. But today, three touchdowns, two picks, a 92.4 rating, 257 through the air. The Texans beat the Cardinals today 31-21. But the Cardinals have parts on that football team.
You know, they do. I mean, they do. They got, you know, no doubt a Hall of Fame running back in the backfield and Adrian Peterson. You know, also at the receiver, Larry Fitzgerald, he's definitely a Hall of Fame, Hall of Famer. So, I mean, they have some parts there. And like you said, Blaine didn't have a terrible game today. The two turnovers, yeah, but the guy hadn't been out there for a while. They go down there in Houston, having not played for a while. They had the lead until the fourth quarter. And Texans found a way to pull it out. But this is a different defense than what the Texans show. You know, Texans are pretty banged up. So I think they're going to have him running for his life next week. So I'm just going to go ahead and say, put this one in the bag, chalk it up as number five in a row.
Well, I imagine I'll be picking the Jags to win. Arizona's better than Cleveland, right? I mean, on both sides of the football, in my opinion. And, you know, look, the Browns hung around. Uglied it up, and it was a 13-7 game with a couple minutes left, and they were taking a shot at the end zone. So, you know, still got to go out there and take care of your business next week. Kind of a business trip situation. But you're right, Fred. I mean, the Jaguars are the more talented team than the Arizona Cardinals, and they should win the football game.
No, without a doubt. There's no reason they should come home, you know, with an L after playing that game. The Cardinals are beat up. You know, they started out pretty slow. They win one, lose one, win one, lose one. And, here and there, and but they hadn't beat anybody in Presley, so I really think this should be at least about a two-score win.
Wow, two-score win. Jags going to Arizona next week to face those Cardinals. Again, a 4:25 Eastern time kick, and the Jags have won four in a row, 19-7. Got it done with defense today. They took the ball away five times from the Browns, four on defense, one on special teams, and the run game. Really told the tale on the offensive side today. Leonard Fournette gutted it out today and got over 100 yards. Fred, well done. We'll talk to you next week right after Thanksgiving. Have a good one with the family.
Hey, man, likewise to you guys, man. Looking forward to it as always.
Yeah, man, happy Thanksgiving, Freddie.
Likewise, bro.
All right, Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor joining us from South Florida. For those on our flagship station on 1010XL here in Jacksonville, stick around. The scoreboard show is next. The Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting is Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are our producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs our shows for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman, Fred Taylor, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Jaguars 19, Browns 7 on the Jaguars Radio Network.